installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir. Confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique, 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
Reflexives. Reflexives. Glossary. Shall we get started? It goes without saying. To communicate. To interact. In the same way. Informally. To use. Cuss word. Swear word. Bad words. To go wrong. Frustrated. Sometimes. To hear, heard, heard. To curse. To cuss. To swear. A rival. A team. A rival team. To score. To score. To hurt oneself. A toe. At the bottom. Against. A coffee table. If. To cut oneself. More than usual. When. Plus verb ending in ing. An argument. Definitely. A row. A row. An argument. A complete stranger. To show. Shown. Showed. To show. Showed. Shown. Disrespect. Probably. Would. Conditional. To be. Being. Plus adjective. Abusive. In this case. To stoop to one's level. Disrespectful. To admit. To mean. To fight back. To defend oneself. Without. Harm. A word. To harm. To act. Differently. To overlook. A comment. To disregard. An insult. Hard. To hold it in. A way, a manner, a fashion. To vent one's anger. A frustration. To get rid of. I'm afraid that. Still. As far as I'm concerned. As far as X is concerned. To consider. Swearing. The law of an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Retaliation. Sadly, unfortunately. Never. To cease. Unless. To surrender. To die. To lead to death. The news. Unfortunately. To find out. Even. To get someone killed. A look. A stare. A glare. A shove. Grammar. Reflexives. In English, we don't use reflexive verbs as frequently as many other languages do. Get plus past participle. We often use get plus past participle, third column of the irregular verbs, to describe a transformation. Example. Get washed. Get dressed. He gets irritated when he sees her. Another form is get plus adjective to show a change of states. Example. Get rich. Get pretty. Get ready. Prices get lower when there's competition. Reflexive. Self. Selves. Reflexive pronouns. Myself. Yourself. Yourselves. Himself. Herself. Itself. Ourselves. Themselves. We use a reflexive pronoun immediately after the verb. Example. To express oneself. To take care of oneself. I express myself. She takes care of herself. We believe in ourselves. They protect themselves. In case the verb is not reflexive, if ending with self is after the subject, it is used for emphasis or or insistent. In case the verb is not reflexive, if the word ending in self is after the subject, it is used for emphasis or insistence. Example: He himself told me. In case the verb is not reflexive, if self is after the object, it means without help from others. I did it myself. Myself, by myself, on my own, all alone. It means, for ending in self, if it is placed after the verb. Example: She baked herself a cake. Differences between themselves, each other, one another. Themselves as a reflexive. Each other is between two people. One another between more than two people, among three people and more. Example: They look at themselves in the mirror. They look at their own reflection. They look at each other in the mirror. One looks at the other's reflection and the other's. They look at each other in the mirror. One looks at the other's reflection and the other reciprocates. They look at one another in the mirror. At least three people look at somebody else's reflection. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Shall we get started? It goes without saying that we cannot communicate and interact in the same way with everyone, in every situation. So, tell me, in which situation would you talk informally? You yourself would use cuss words, for example.
When something goes wrong and I'm really frustrated, sometimes you hear sports supporters curse when the rival team scores, for example.
In which other case would you swear?
I would probably swear if I hurt myself. For example, when I hurt my... I would probably swear if I hurt myself. For example, when I hurt my toe at the bottom of the bed or against the coffee table. If I cut myself also.
That's right. When would you also speak more informally than usual?
When having an argument, definitely. If I'm with my boyfriend, for instance. But if I'm having a row with a complete stranger and they show disrespect to me, I probably would.
You're being verbally abusive in that case. And you stoop to their level in being disrespectful.
I admit it, but it's a means to fight back and defend yourself without much harm.
Do you really think words don't harm? Can't you act differently?
Sometimes you can't overlook bad comments or disregard insults. When it's hard to hold it in, it is a way to vent your anger and get rid of it.
I'm afraid this is still violence. As far as I'm concerned, I consider swearing immature. It is the law of eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This is retaliation, and sadly, it will never cease until one surrenders or dies.
Swearing does not lead to death.
If you read the news, you will unfortunately find out that even less can get you killed. One look, one stare or glare, one shove. Or even one word.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. Wentworth, shall we get started? It goes without saying that we cannot communicate and interact in the same way with everyone, in every situation. So, tell me, in which situation you would talk informally? You yourselves would use cuss words, for example. Sarah, when something goes wrong and I'm really frustrated, sometimes you hear sports supporters curse. When the rival team scores, for example. Wentworth, in which other case would you swear? Sarah, I would probably swear if I hurt myself. For example, when I hurt my toe at the bottom of the bed. Or against the coffee table. If I cut myself also. Wentworth, that's right. When would you also speak more informally than usual? Sarah, when having an argument, definitely. If I'm with my boyfriend, for instance. But if I'm having a row with a complete stranger and they show disrespect to me, I probably would. Wentworth, you're being verbally abusive in this case. Sarah, I admit it, but it is a mean to fight back and defend yourself without much harm. Wentworth, do you really think words don't harm? Can you act differently? Sarah, sometimes you can't overlook bad comments or disregard insults. When it is hard to hold it in, it is a way to vent your anger and get rid of it. Wentworth, I'm afraid this is still violence. As far as I'm concerned, I consider swearing a nature. Sarah, swearing does not lead to death. Wentworth, if you read the news, you will unfortunately find out that even less can get you killed. One look, stare or glare, one shove, even one word. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. you feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely dehypnotized.